I'm Amy Holmes, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. So the Cash for Clunkers program is huge news here in the United States. It's expected to be reauthorized with the $2 billion in cash that could allow it to continue until Labor Day here in the United States. But there are Cash for Clunkers programs all over the world. Ralph Atkins joins us, Frankfurt correspondent for the Financial Times. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning to you.
So, Ralph, this is a big economic story. If you pay people to buy cars in the United States, and the people have been doing it all over the world for quite a while, and that getting rid of old used cars so people will buy new ones is something you have to pay people to do, the supply of cars is like out of control. Why should anyone buy a car under any circumstances? That's what we're looking at here, right, Ralph?
I think the idea here in Germany, in Germany, as you can imagine, the car industry is pretty vital to the economy. And what they've been trying to do here is to revive the whole sector. I mean, that's the whole point of these schemes here.
So the fact that there is an enormous oversupply of cars is an invitation for criminals to really come in and commodify these subsidized used cars and sell them all around the world.
Yes, this is what the certainly the BDK police trade union here has been warning about that this week. They say that the problem is much bigger than the government lets on, and that organized criminals have got themselves organized and are using the systems they had in place for dealing with secondhand cars and are really taking advantage of these schemes.
So how does it work specifically? I mean, how do you actually end up getting cash that wasn't supposed to be intended for you?
I think the suggestion from the trade union here is that what's happening is that cars that should have been scrapped are not being scrapped. The documents maybe are being forged or somehow the controls are being got around. And these old German cars are being simply shipped off and sold to countries in Africa or in East Europe, where the old Mercedes driving around are quite a familiar sight already.
So do you anticipate that this could be a problem here in the United States? Yesterday we talked to a junkyard dealer who said there really is no program to authenticate that these cars have been destroyed.
Well, I think what's happened is that Germany sort of invented these schemes. They were the first to go ahead of them, and maybe they've been the first to sort of identify or first to sort of really see that there is a bit of a flaw in these schemes. They were introduced in quite a hurry. There are question marks about the controls. And when I spoke to the police union yesterday, they said they weren't really qualified to comment on the U.S. scheme. They don't know what sort of the arrangements exactly there. But if these are organized international criminals operating internationally, then presumably they are on the lookout for opportunities around the world.
Although the advantages they have in Germany are famous. I mean, Germans are famous for keeping their cars in fabulous shape, whereas in the United States, it's common to see rusted out, smoky, oil leaking messes driving around on the roads.
Well, the Germans, they are also famous for keeping their cars for a very long time, so maybe they equal out.
And that's why the Cash for Clunkers program is needed in Germany, because the German car companies can't get their German buyers to actually give up their cars. They love them so much.
Absolutely. Well, that's the problem with the sort of domestic demand is very weak in Germany. And what matters more, in a way, to the German economy is the exports and the numbers of cars they're selling around the world, including in the U.S.
When people hold on to their cars and cars last longer than a couple of years, it's a gigantic problem for the auto industry. We're seeing it all over the world. There are just too many cars. Reporting on that for us, Ralph Atkins, Frankfurt correspondent for the Financial Times. Thank you, Ralph.
My pleasure.
So cars are commodified. Used cars are like wheat.
And who would guess that conservation in this case would be a bad thing?
Right, exactly. Well, the auto industry, there are just too many cars. The auto industry needs people to buy new ones or there are no jobs. That's the economic reality.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.